You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Izzy, thank you for joining us today. Do you like scary movies?
No.
You don't?
No. Back when I forget how old I was, but Nightmare on Elm Street, nightmares for years. And I still remember the very vivid dream that I had from that movie. And so ever since then, nah.
Nightmare on Elm Street was such a great franchise in that if you were a young, impressionable person, you would naturally get scared at night and the big boogeyman would haunt your dreams. And the whole premise is you can't turn to your sleep because the boogeyman gets you in your dreams. It's a great franchise. I'm a big horror movie fan. And there's this even a streaming platform called Shudder, which is a streaming platform just for scary movies. So somewhat on the campy side. But most recently, they've done some really good stuff on the unscripted documentary side. I've really been a big fan of what they've put out. And they have a movie, an original film, that is in the middle of a very limited theatrical run that's going to be exclusive to their streaming service. I saw the reviews for this movie, and I made a day to go find a theater that was playing this movie. The film is called Late Night with the Devil. And the premise is pretty simple. It's kind of mockumentary style in that this is a tape from a broadcast that happened in the late 70s during Sweeps Week. A desperate host turns to a stunt in which he speaks to an author, and the author is a guardian for this little girl. She had written a book, and the book details the possession of this little girl and how there is a demon living inside of this girl that she occasionally communicates with. And the whole broadcast goes sideways. It's a really cool, novel idea that we've seen maybe some other people run with, but it's a good movie. But the reason why I want to mention it is because me seeing this movie, posting a review on Letterboxd for it, someone left a comment on my review saying, have you ever heard of Ghost Watch? You need to watch Ghost Watch. And I didn't know anything about Ghost Watch. And it's actually pretty fascinating. So I saw this movie, Ghost Watch, from 1992. It was a made-for-television BBC special that aired on Halloween night in 1992. And it traumatized the UK, and they got over 1 million calls into their switchboard because of what happened on this fateful night in 1992. And so I was fascinated by the story. I read the Wikipedia entry on it, and this legitimately scared a nation. In 1992, the BBC played a paranormal special, played it straight. It was basically ghost hunters. They were going to observe this house and see if they can see anything spooky to scare you on a Halloween night. You have a traditional host that plays it pretty straight, naturally, by the way. And then you have some people that certainly, after knowing what is about to go down, come off as actors. So, but you have to put yourself in the shoes of someone that is experiencing this in the UK in 1992.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes at the moment. So you, Mike Ryan, have enough time to do research, find where this movie is playing.
Yeah.
Go spend the amount of time to watch this movie. Write a review on said movie.
Letterboxd.
Go back and read the comments from your review.
You get a notification.
Only to lead you to another movie.
That's not actually a movie. That was a made-for-television special across the
pond. And you don't have time to be executive producer anymore?
Don't. No, because I'm doing this. So I watched this special.
Full-time job.
Letterboxd is really taking up a lot of my time presently. So I watched this and I could see how this freaked people out in 1992. There's no internet. There's no dissenting voices on social media saying this is all fake. Now, to me, very clearly comes off fake, but I know going into it that it was this stunt that fooled a lot of people. So it's a slow burn. For much of the special, nothing is happening. In fact, I miss one of the first little instances of something paranormal happening. There is a scene earlier in the special, about 25 minutes in, where they play a recording of a ghost. And in the background, I had to rewind it because my wife caught it, there's something that appears in the background, but they totally ignore it, and nothing shows up for another 20 minutes. And it's all tension building until inevitably stuff goes haywire, and then by the end of the broadcast, you have a full-on poltergeist just haunting this studio, and it goes to break. It does say at the very end, written by. So some people who saw the whole thing understand that this was a fake thing, but I was really taken aback by, there was this whole phenomenon, something, a special that played it straight, that terrified a nation. And now I went down the rabbit hole, and in 1994, the United States did something called Without Warning, in which there was a network television special that positioned itself as a news broadcast. And again, pre-internet, 1994, this thing that resembles a newscast, if you're just flipping through channels, you won't realize that, hey, that's not Brokaw. But the whole news broadcast is that an asteroid is hurling towards Earth, and it's already struck certain parts of the Northern Hemisphere, and everything devolves there. And this is happening in 1994, where you can't see someone saying, no, this has been in development for several months, this is all bullshit. And it made me miss that era. It made me miss how people could be fooled. And I say that on a day.
Because people can't be fooled now?
Are people being fooled now? Isn't Donald Glover doing a whole
They're being fooled today.
Thing?
No. People can be fooled in ways that they can't be fooled
not
today.
Not an asteroid.
Because now you didn't need artificial intelligence back in my day to fool a nation.
Now
you just need
Tyra
good
Banks
convincing
and
writing.
At a Knicks game. Like that's what people are doing to fool people instead of these long, like, freak you out movies, which I'm not a fan of.
It's one thing to share Adorn Schefter in a group chat. It's another thing entirely to force a million calls into your switchboard because people could swear they saw a ghost or a demon speaking through a little girl. It's just a different
Isn't that what
time.
Living in New York City was like back in the 80s and 90s? Like all these documentaries we see now of how terrible it was over there. It's crazy.
Homicide New York, produced by Dick Wolf on Netflix, is electric. So good.
Dick Wolf does stuff outside of the Law & Order series.
I had no idea until this popped up and it was presented
Very
by Dick Wolf.
Though.
And I was like,
Very
my man.
Genre.
It is. And they kind of
I feel like Dick Wolf has a thing. Like, he knows his brand.
It's crime, baby. Yeah. That's what the crime is. Like, he's behind a desk, like, flicking a cigarette, like, that's what we do here. Crime, baby. Don't worry about anything else. I don't care about anything else. Crime.
So what makes this different than the Law & Order : bunch of acronyms?
So it kind of gives you, like, a 30,000 foot view of crime from, what would you say, is he like the late 80s to like maybe the 2008 range?
Yeah, it was after supposedly New York had been cleaned up. Because if you remember the 70s and 80s
Son of
horror
Sam
show,
and all
right,
that.
That's right. My family
the
left New York.
Power outages.
Yeah, so we get to supposedly when it's a little cleaner, little 90s, and there's just a lot of, you know, some cases that are held.
The thing is, you look back in that time and they're talking about different cases that would have been solved very quickly today.
Yes.
Because DNA, they didn't have. They were like, yeah, DNA, like, you can. There was one, I don't want to spoil it, but there's one episode where there's a blood splatter on the wall, and they're like, look, if we use this blood splatter for DNA, one, we don't know if we can ever use it again, because, like, we'll use that sample, and B, I don't even know if we can get anything from it. So they saved a piece of, like, wood with blood splatter on it
and
for
waited
years.
Waited
till the technology got better, like 5 years later, and then they did it, and then they ended up catching the guy who did it.
Netflix, to me, is becoming, like, there's a couple of shows, Turning Point, one was on 9/11, and one was basically on
the 9/11 one was really good.
The
too.
Atom bomb, going from its when it was developed to where we are now with Russia and Ukraine and people
turning
not realizing.
Turning Point, wasn't that like in an NFL game, every NFL game has a turning point, and this aired on Versus?
I think so. But what they're doing to
Next
me
generation.
Is if everybody watches these documentaries, you're basically going through high school history all over again, but way better, way more detail, way more truthfulness, and it's just entertaining because you get all the visual elements and you get a lot of, you know, now there's a lot of footage from back then. And I watched that whole Atom Bomb Turning Point one, and it's basically a backtrack of all of World War II and all the way through, you know, where Russia is right now. Amazing. Like, if they were to just show that documentary for like a semester, for one quarter of a school year in American history, kids, or world history, kids would learn so much because it's so compelling and it's just factual information. Like, I remember when I was a kid, when they dropped the bomb in Hiroshima, thinking that...
You were a kid when they dropped the bomb?
No, no, when we were learning about it. Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm not Greg Cody here. That it had been basically vacated and there were only a few people there. Of course not. There were 100,000 people that were killed. And like they, you know, they have every single year, they have a memorial about
propaganda.
It. And so everything about that doc, I couldn't recommend more. And there's another 9/11 one, which is really good too. But that one was, feel like you know a little bit more.
Yeah, I like how Oppenheimer kind of references the other bomb drops there. And it's just like, nothing to see here.
Right.
Just keep moving on. And someone asks a question, wait, what other bomb drops? And nothing. Don't worry about it.
Put a guy in the back of the thing, like one finger up, like, hold on a minute.
Excuse me. So on April Fool's, though, I just want to tip the hat because I finally got around to these great TV activations in the 90s that legitimately fooled people. Mm-hmm. And the key is not putting it in on April Fool's because, I mean, IG and Twitter, it's just a wasteland. I don't understand why we keep pushing ahead with April Fool's Day.
What's the deal with that? It's a half-assed thing. Nobody really takes it seriously. Anything you read or say or do on that day, nobody really takes
everybody
it seriously.
Everybody thinks anyway. Everything's fake already these
right.
days. So if you're on alert on April 1st, nothing's going
to
really
when
work.
When did it like, start and why do we continue to propagate this?
To me, it's my older sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Lisette. It will always be
happy
that
birthday,
first.
Mikey, a buddy of mine.
Oh, nice. Is he single? Because my sister's single. If there's anything that I'm going to remember about April 1st, it's that. And the April Fool's Day, I think, is honestly the worst gimmick in all of America.
You wanna get somewhere real. You make a Fool's Day out of thin air. You just, from here on out, September 14th is when I'm going to...
Do we have some that day? Let me check.
Yeah, just that's when you decide to celebrate it. It can move around like Easter.
It's the worst day to die, right? Currently,
yeah,
yeah. It's unfortunate.
One of the worst
like,
days to
celebrities
die.
That have died on April Fools. That
I'm on it.
That would have been the day for Betty White to go, right? Because nobody actually believed when people would say Betty White was passing, and then when she actually did, it was on April Fools.
Mike, bad news. September 14th, National Eat a Hoagie Day. So you're competing against.
Actually,
that,
you know. That's a long con. Mm. 2 years ago. I filed a motion for September 14th to become National Eat a Hoagie Day, and I populated the internet so when you would search something, you would think that it's actual
Suckers.
National Hoagie Day. But this has been a joke 2 years in the making. You just fell for my September 14th.
Wow,
and National Cream-Filled Donut Day?
I mean, come on. That one writes itself. But
is there a consensus most famous April Fool's Day prank?
Isn't the
didn't Jackie
story,
Chan? Didn't right? we think Jackie Chan
April
was
Fool's
dead
Day
one
thing?
Year?
Which one?
The April Sid Finch is that with the fake baseball player? Sports
the guy from the Mets.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Am I the old,
no,
the
no,
old
no. Sid Finch
the
guy. They found him somewhere and he throws like a thousand miles.
Pretty
an
sure
hour.
That was an April Fool's thing.
Wow, you might have grown up during Hiroshima.
That's crazy.
Oh man.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite, less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
If I'm at the house with them and they're all rooting, I could just be like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Go Yankees.
Stugats.
Do you know how unsettling it would be if I attended a live sporting event and someone behind me was just going, rah, 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 Browns, rah, Heat, rah, rah, rah.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats.
All right, let's get back to our wildly popular, man, people are really fawning over this year's edition of March Sadness. And we got to update some brackets. A reminder that March Sadness is presented by Get Your Guide. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com. Chris Cody, what do we have to update now?
We move to the region of death, where we are competing for best punishment costumes throughout the year. And there's some good ones in here. Some upsets in the first round. We have a 16 seed, a 15 seed that have made it through. The first matchup we have here is a 9 seed. It is the group dressed up as Anchorman, the Anchorman crew. That's strong. I mean, it's got.
I am much taller than that image would suggest.
People love a group out effort. I don't know what I'm doing here. They like a group effort.
All out outfit.
You became Andrew Luck for a brief moment, too.
I was trying to say effort and outfit.
Love a group photo. Just love group costumes.
Podcast audience favorite category.
And that is going against Roy, but they've seen this before.
It's certainly Dan's.
Roy as the bear. That's what that's competing there. We have
Roy advances at 16 seed.
Good luck, I shouldn't have been a play-in seed, man. I should have been a much better seed than what I
clarify for the podcast audience, not a bear. But a chef in the bear.
He's a chef in the bear. And then we have the 4 seed, Dan as Nacho Libre. I like this one.
Yeah. Dan, you know, surprised some folks with this. He was also very wise to drape the cape over the love handles. That's a very tricky spot.
And the crotch.
Izzy, any exercises that you would recommend for those tricky love handles?
Oh, yeah. Side V-ups.
Side, what is that?
Of course.
You want me to, like, get on the floor and do it?
I mean,
we all know what V-ups are. I don't.
No. I can do side V-ups, or you can do like...
So side V-ups is just kicking the legs?
It's where you're working
now
on the V.
Now you have to do it, yeah. It's
where he's
working. Now you have to do it.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Ooh. Side V-ups. There you go. That's how you do it, guys.
That'd be really easy for me. Take me to dinner first.
Somebody describe this for the audio audience.
Does that crack your body? You can do that. That was my feet. Oh, okay.
So...
Was that my body?
All right, we'll just let...
Plank up.
Was that correct?
We're going to keep updating this. We'll just let Izzy keep going.
Yeah. So how many do I do? 4 sets of 12? That seems about right. The second that it starts hurting,
do it until your body shuts down.
That's how I do
essentially.
Yeah. So exactly. 3.
Failure. Yeah.
Nacho Libre going against 5 seed Amin dressed as Baby Billy, which I think was a strong one. But the next one, the next matchup I think has the winner of this bracket for me, if I had to vote. Lucy is Bobby Petrino. That's not my vote. The 3 seed is going against what I think is the best one in this, and that's Emo Jimmy Butler, Roy.
No,
so I think that's
a big
what
matchup.
I think that's what survives here for me from this region. But in our final matchup is Billy as Mankind, 10 seed, going up against Stugatz. I don't know why this moved on. 15 seed Larry Bird. I think the audience is just trolling us.
Historically inaccurate, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird hiding behind bushes because he doesn't want people to see his arms. There's Billy as Mankind.
Billy killed it as Mankind.
Why do I remember Jeremy in so many costumes?
How am I not in this bracket?
Can that get some love?
I was in a costume for like 12 straight weeks, it felt like.
This isn't
the
even
fans,
the best Billy one. The fans vote for this. That's why Jeremy's
not. In the original bracket, I think I might have had one.
I'm becoming more worried that I'm going to develop a hunchback because of how often I'm looking at my phone. Uh-huh. So there was this exercise that I caught, of course, on IG Reels, where it's an exercise where you put your elbows against the wall and you put your fingers, you interlock your fingers behind your head, and you put the balls of your elbow on the wall and you stand up straight and you stretch and you hold that for 60 seconds. And it's a crazy good core workout. You feel it in your core. You feel it around your hips, your hip flexors. Like, my whole body trembles.
I didn't know your elbows have balls.
Yeah, the balls of the...
Elbows.
Elbows.
Your weenus.
Your funny bone.
Yeah.
Right.
Bigger balls.
Balls of the elbow.
My weenus is very dry.
Is it?
Like an elbow cap?
Where is the weenus?
That's a personal problem.
I'm sorry.
You're touching your weenus right now.
So that's not a thing. People don't say the balls of their elbow?
Okay. No.
No, it's like an elbow cap, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a kneecap?
Yeah.
Mine's super dry.
Okay, I won't say elbow balls anymore.
You know you can, away, Chris. Right. You know you can,
but you can still do it.
Has anyone else tried that?
You know you can pinch your weenus as hard as you want, and you'll never feel it.
Wow.
Roy, try to make my weenus hurt.
Okay.
Pinch my weenus.
It's numb.
Like, as hard as you want. Like, seriously, keep going. I don't feel it. Like, go harder. Like, I don't feel it.
You don't feel it at all?
No.
No?
Okay, now punch him in the weenus.
Okay.
That's good.
No one else has tried that? I'm telling you, this is how you avoid being a hunchback. The guy says, just do that 60 seconds every day. You won't.
I just walked down the street with my phone up. And
that's another thing too. I tried to do that on the train. I tried looking at my phone like this to avoid the.
You look like an idiot. You look like you're recording.
Yeah, you
people.
Look old. You look like a boomer.
Oh, man.
The problem is if somebody, because Mike, we obviously take the train at the same time. Like when you have that, it looks like you're literally taking a picture.
Yeah,
of somebody.
It looks like I'm taking a photo.
And there's
of somebody.
Odd people on the train that can snap. You
Mike,
know?
Am I doing this right? Like I'm on the wall. Is this right, Mike?
Do you feel it in your core?
I do feel it. Yeah,
yeah. Put.
You gotta move your hips back and
put
forth.
Put your penis like close to that wall.
Yeah, there you go. Like that.
Yeah. No. Put your penis. Like, no.
Put
not
your
like
belly
that.
Button
no.
Through
no.
The
no.
Wall.
I don't
think
you. No. No. Don't thrust it.
Through the wall.
No. You just like hold it in place. Hold it in
I'm
place.
Holding. Nice.
Yeah, you feel it, right?
I don't think he feels anything.
You feel it, right?
I feel it.
You feel something.
Like that?
You feel your core is shaking?
Yeah, he feels the sweetness.
Hold that for 60 seconds. You can do it, bud.
I have to fart.
Oh, don't do that.
Just let it go.
Let it rip. Yeah, let it rip.
No, don't do that in here.
But you feel the trembling in your core, right? Yeah, that's good.
Make sure to press.
I'm pretty sure I get abs this way, too.
Yeah.
You've never seen that before.
I've never seen that.
This is how everyone shares this concern that we're going to. You've seen the evolution of man graph, where I'm basically just going to become a ball because of how often I look into my phone. This is a way to combat that.
My Instagram algorithm has people yelling at me, telling me to. Strengthen my hip flexors. Work your hip flexors.
I have that too.
Work your hip flexors.
I'm on that same one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My wife tells me that too.
Yeah.
What, for 7 seconds? I felt the hip flexor thing during lockdown.
A lot of sitting.
Yeah, and I saw Gojo tweet about it too. I'm like, good, I'm not losing my mind. My hips are just wrecked here because I'm not being super active.
Which is why I stand, Mike.
Yeah.
We sit a lot in this job. We're usually sitting. So if you stand up, you lengthen up those hip flexors, and you start doing one of these moves right here, really bend them forward.
Do you do running for fun?
Not for fun, just because I need to.
You do.
Because
you,
it's not
do you all, do you do running? Like, I know you run when you hoop. You play ball a lot. But do you ever just wake? It's Sunday. Running. I got to find 20 minutes
go for
to
a little
run.
Jog.
They're 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's the warm-up.
You're a big cardio fiend, are you?
I'm a cardio guy, but I try to get creative with my cardio.
Yeah, it gets
boring.
I'm
not a big runner, but like you get a kettlebell, you start doing some kettlebell swings, some ropes.
That's not running.
No, I mean, I go for like a 4 mile run every once in a while. Like just if I don't feel like I've got enough cardio, just kind of go outside, go out there and jog for a while.
Just running sucks, dude. I know that people feel good after it. I feel
that's
good
terrible.
After exercising.
How do you bike?
The worst thing.
You guys were talking about
biking's
running a 6 minute mile. Is that right?
Greg Cody said he could run a 6 minute mile.
I've done it. But on a treadmill, and I only did it just to see if I can do it because it's easy math. You just put it at 10 miles per hour and you go. I had my sister stay with me. It was at her house in her backyard. Stay with me because I thought I was going to fall off the treadmill. And so I'm like, just stay here in case I
if
need
you
ambulance.
Get thrown off, there's no way she can stop you, by
yeah,
the way.
No,
you're getting thrown off at 10 miles
it would
an
just
hour.
Be
it's all over.
To get the ambulance here faster. So that's all it was. And yeah, I ran it 6 minutes and it was terrible.
I trust that Izzy runs, and I don't trust that you run. I asked you to describe your run, and you all of a sudden you're just doing the rope and kettlebell
thing.
Yeah,
he went from running to a whole different workout.
I think you run during basketball, but I don't think you like to run outside of
that. No, I hate running.
Well, running
nobody
sucks.
Likes running.
I don't. Roy, do you run?
No. Anid runs.
Anid runs.
Yeah, but I hate running with a passion.
No, running sucks. I do the Peloton. I can
what do
bike.
You hate more, running or jumping rope, Roy?
Why you gotta bring up Ochoa?
Nobody, that was bad. Nobody can jog really slow better than I can. Like I can jog at a speed that
prove
I'm
it.
Not jogging.
Prove it.
You're like a race.
Like I'm just like, just moving your arms like you're jogging.
All right, so he's that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's good form.
That's good pace right there.
And
I
you
honestly
do that
think
around
the
block,
core
like,
workout that I just gave you is already paying dividends.
Sneaky calves over there.
Very sneaky.
Don Levitard.
I think I'd like to know when I'm going to die because I sort of romanticize the idea of like living like you were dying when you're on a countdown clock. Imagine all the life experiences. Like I could go skydiving or Rocky Mountain climbing.
Stugatz.
Roy brings up a point, though. Like, Roy does bring up a point. Like you might be risking paralysis. And that's
totally
a pretty
trample my bit. Yes. Just totally trample my
but
bit.
But Mike, what if, God forbid, it says you're going to die in like a week?
Guy.
What
you're
if
welcome.
It says a week, though? Like, or 2 days or a month? I don't want to know that.
Well, then you just love deeper and speak sweeter and give forgiveness to those that you've been denying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Do you have more or is that it?
No, thank you guys for letting me go through that smoothly.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I can tell you exactly how old I am without actually telling you my age. I am old enough to get a crample, I orgasm now. That's happened like 3 times to me since I turned 38.
Mine usually happens like before the orgasm.
Yeah.
Just like, I gotta.
Am I the only one that's happened to?
It's happened to me.
Five times a day, so.
You've gotten it, right?
It's happened to me. It doesn't happen a lot.
It's
yes.
a little awkward.
And I can usually feel it coming of like, hell I'm yeah. about to get a
friend. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I can sometimes like, I'll switch. I'll panic because I'll feel the cramp coming. And I'll be like, I just got to take a break for a second. Yeah. Like, just
take a break. It's been like an excuse.
It's been 13 seconds.
It's before, during, and after.
You seem like you're in some pain right now. Let me take it easy on you.
We're the same age. I'm telling you, it's going to happen to you, fellas. I don't know if this actually happens to ladies because it's never happened to my wife. Maybe I'm not giving her enough of a workout. But for me, I've gotten 3 cramps since turning 38.
We definitely started, right?
Yeah. Has it ever happened to you, Izzy?
No, not cramps per se. But let's just say I've forced myself to become more flexible as my time has grown, because there's certain positions that just require it and just make things a lot easier. And so when you're not uncomfortable in those positions, it's just better for the experience. So yeah, I try to avoid the cramps.
It begs a follow-up, but I'm not going to do it.
I didn't tell you, I got maybe 4 moves at this point. The scouting report is out. I'm like good at 2 of them. Like if this is MVP baseball, during next year's edition of the game, they're gonna take away the palm ball from my arsenal. Like, I don't got the palm
the
ball.
Fastball.
No although, ball. Although that was a weird pitch for me to reference. The knuckle curve, it's like
palm ball was great.
Remember when AJ Burnett had this crazy knuckle curve?
Oh, the best.
But then you realize this guy, he would be the greatest pitcher ever if he actually threw this. And then in a later edition of the game, they realize, yeah, he doesn't throw that much. I'm around there. I'm basically Jamie Moyer. I got a fastball. I got a changeup. While I can say I've got 4 positions, I really got like 2 that I believe in firmly.
You're not a 5-tool hitter?
No, not at all. I'm more like a 3-tool hitter, but the other one is also like, I'm so tired.
I got to take. The shower sucks.
Sucks. Especially if there's a height discrepancy. God, like
too much liquid.
Too much.
That's annoying.
You would think that it would make things easier from a lubrication standpoint. No.
Plus there's a slip and fall factor.
Hard water. And also, it's such a workout for my quads. Because it's not just like you're doing the thing. When there's a height discrepancy, you also have to like low man wins.
But let's be real, quite literally, the more flexibility is from the partner. Like, that's the option in terms of positions.
I'm telling you, there's value in a good shower stool. A shower stool, you put one leg up, it helps.
Guys, the circle would have gone crazy.
Yeah. My wife's a saint. It's just a saint because some of these positions, like the shower, it's like no one takes a shower in the dark. So it's just lighting and water dripping, and it's often overhead lighting. It's just, I can't even imagine.
Or candles.
I don't necessarily lack for confidence. I pretty much know what I got going on. But it's just horrible. Me, like trying to keep my cardio up too. Not just, there's several things I need to keep up there. You also have to perform. At this point, I'm just like, let me get this over with as quickly as possible so my saint of a wife does not have to continue to deal with this, because I just don't see it.
They're all saints.
I just don't see it.
I just don't see it with me, personally. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can have it cooking every now and then, especially in like position 1. That
fastball
one,
still.
The one when the catcher throws down the
old
one,
number
like,
one.
The old number one.
Yeah. I'm not as good as I once was, but every now and then I can be as good as I am.
High and inside.
There's certain positions you don't want to catch yourself in the mirror.
I don't want to see a mirror at all.
Even pretty much
walking around it. Like my old home had a mirror there and I was in my 20s and like, okay, that's all right. But now, oh no, no shot do I ever want to see any of that. Tony, you're good at sex, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, but the key is stretching.
Yeah.
Right? Being flexible.
I didn't want to say anything.
Sex and end that sentence
say
with
something.
Any word. And of course, Tony's going to say, well, I didn't want to
There's
say
no
anything.
There's no way.
I have a feeling you're good at it.
Pre-sex stretch, though, can never look cool.
No.
I'm
talking about in your everyday life. If you're flexible and you stretch, you
I can put my leg over my head right now. Flexibility is not the issue.
Do it.
All right.
Oh my God.
Wow!
You can That's answer good. Your phone? I cannot Hello? Do that.
Hello? Oh my God.
That is an unbelievable skill. Like, unbelievable.
I think I just got a stomach cramp.
Not even a
I
shot.
Like, look at that.
That's going to affect you
and
later.
This is
Mike just tore
one
of his abs.
You work out every day.
You got a hernia.
That's a hernia.
I got to put that thing on speaker.
It's a gift, really.
I need to stretch it out.
Oh, no.
He's in trouble.
Hey, you need to come hang out with me and do that, Chris.
Dude, I used to have a trainer in like
high school. Guy in the book.
I had a trainer in high school baseball, and the guy was always like, man, you are flexible. I was like, thank you.
There's a ball in my stomach. Look what I can do.
Is that hereditary?
There's a ball in my stomach right now.
Oh, no. It went back in.
Going downward dog.
You're in
there.
Legitimate trouble.
No, I'm smoothing it out.
Work it out, Mike. Work it out.
There's a reason why Mike doesn't do pull-ups is because he has a fear of this hernia that's just waiting for him to do a pull-up.
No, he just got.
That he just got.
I had hernia
that
surgery.
You
I
have?
One, 24 years old.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's doing, yeah, pull-ups. Like, I feel that it's...
He's waiting
for just
you.
An alien that's waiting to buzz through him. I almost popped it out. I think out. I'm good. I think I'm good, but I am not
just
putting
push
my foot
in.
To my head ever again.
To my point, though, there's more than flexibility that's needed.
Hmm.
Wow.
I mean, I stand corrected. There's nothing I can say. Like,
honestly,
him putting his head close to his foot, it's crazy.
Like, only romance. Infants can do that, or like gymnasts.
Yeah. Romance, I found, is the ultimate lubricator. It really is. You take your time, make the other person feel loved. Maybe a little edging.
Hmm. I can do it with my left, too.
Goated.
It's not just my strong hand or foot,
your strong foot.
Anyway.
But just, you know,
I cannot believe you could do that, Chris.
Put in the work, yeah.
Put in the work on the foreplay aspects of stuff.
All out.
Then
effort.
It doesn't really matter if you can only deliver for 13 seconds because
I mean, that's where we all thrive. It's where we have to thrive.
That's where I went in the margins. I'm like
your money ball of sex.
Yeah, I'm basically Scott Hatterberg.
A lot of walks, but I'm on base.
When it comes to sex,
a lot
Scott
of foul
Hatterberg.
Tips.
Other dudes, they can be Giambi.
You know your role. You play well.
I know my role.
You guys have done this conversation. What are you the Michael Jordan of? And hold on, because it's nothing to do with actual sex. I am the Michael Jordan of changing the sheets without taking any pillows off the bed.
Oh wow,
that is a pretty elite.
Like a magician,
that's
talent.
The entire set, including if necessary, the mattress protector, can do take it all. Don't have to move the pillows around.
I don't even understand how that's possible.
I'll have to do a video next
time. Will you unfold one corner and then put the pillows there?
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't really know how I do the whole thing. It's just, you just kind of keep the pillows in a certain place, kind of in the middle, and then you just slide them underneath, and then you get it out. It's pretty easy. And then putting it back on, not that difficult. Just got to slide it underneath, whatever. I don't like putting pillows on the floor. It's like dust. You get. Like,
you know you have a couch, right? You can put the pillows on the couch and then walk over.
Yeah. I don't have a couch in my bedroom.
No, but you can
an
walk,
ottoman.
Like,
it's a lot of
walking. Walk the couch.
No, I am the Michael Jordan of coughing after my first sip of water.
Where it kind of gets stuck in
your throat. Yeah, just I'm elite at it. I'm 90s Jordan when it comes to taking my first sip of water and briefly choking on it.
I am the Michael Jordan of the multiple sneeze. Like, once I start sneezing, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah, Michael Jordan of sneezing when I go out in the sun or chew mint gum.
Going
that
out.
Is a thing.
What do you mean going out?
No,
into
when you
the
walk
sun.
Out into the sun and you see the sun, I'm not the only person.
No, that part I heard. That I've heard.
I've
before.
Never heard that before.
The gum part is
you're
where
the
I was.
Michael Jordan of chewing minted gum.
Well, no, of sneezing because of too much mint gum. It's a thing.
So
I
do
promise.
You sneeze when do you, Mike? That alien. You got to push it back in. Do you sneeze when you brush your teeth?
No. It's specifically
so you're
like
not allergic.
You know,
to
like
mint.
No. When you chew mint gum, sometimes obviously on the first initial chews, most of the gum juices or whatever it is,
I gotta say we've had a pretty graphic segment here.
Gum
juice. You saying gum juices?
I know it sounds bad. I didn't know how else to describe it.
That saliva?
Vile.
Yeah, I guess saliva, but it's not your saliva.
Gum juices works.
Saliva mixing with the
it's
flavor
not
of gum.
Great. I really, for lack of a better word, I had to say gum juices, and I'm not
stop
happy about it.
Did you guys used to like the
it's
gum
not great.
With the exploding juice in the middle, or no? Because I thought
no,
I
didn't.
Feel like guys didn't kind of like that for certain reasons.
It was all right.
I don't even think I ever had that.
I don't think
who
you
made
really
it? Yeah, it's like the gut. Yeah, well.
I only chew Trident because I'm a big Mariners guy.
I'm the Michael Jordan of walking up to my front door with hands full of groceries and having my keys in the inconvenient pocket.
Hmm. Ooh,
that have good
where I'm like where I have to like reach awkwardly across my.
It's a good one.
So you're the guy that carries all the bags in at the same
all
time.
Of them.
You have.
Well, that's also a Michael Jordan skill.
Yeah,
I do firmly believe that everyone listening to this right now is capable of being the absolute best at something. Now, it may not always be good. You could be the best at getting a hernia if you decide to put your foot to your face. But man, you own that.
You know you're supposed to use your back muscles when you do pull-ups, right? What are you doing over here?
I do use my back muscles, but also, it's just dying to come out and play.
and that exercise in particular.
He can't control it, is he? That's
yeah. Like I have a massive hernia that's just been brewing for three years, and the only reason it hasn't come out to play is I've been smart about it. I play with him myself. Classic Scott Hatterberg.
Chris, what's
I'm not going to be chasing a ball outside.
What's the closest you've got to missionary. Your fingers falling off when you're carrying all those things? Because you know they like.
Oh yeah, the blood starts like by the end. It's like pink. One of my
and
ring
it takes
fingers.
Like a full 15 minutes for the dent to leave your finger.
I can carry a shit ton of groceries. Mm. I'm the LeBron of that. I'm second best at that.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely Scottie Pippen of answering your phone, because that is effing impressive.
Yes. Well, Scottie Pippen is really good.
Yeah, I know.
I'm bad at that.
The best.
Tony, are you the Michael Jordan of anything? And don't say basketball.
Waking up like 2 minutes before my alarm goes off, where I can't go back to sleep because the alarm's going to ring and then it's going to, you know, whatever. So
I got to tell you, we got an Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark situation there, because I'm pretty damn good at that too.
Really?
So
it's just called a body clock.
Yeah. My body clock is elite.
It's not as
like I have an elite body clock where I'll wake up and be like, oh, it's 7:04.
Yeah.
And then I look over and then I'm like, oh,
that's
7:04.
I'm pretty great at that. I'm pretty great at that. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like 3:27. And sure enough, I'm like within like 2 minutes.
And then it's 4:19 and you're like, shit.
No. Never. Never. I'm never surprised by the time. Ever.
The best feeling in the world is waking up thinking it's close to your alarm and it's actually like 2 in the morning.
Oh, those are the best sleeps.
The 1 a.m. and you're like, I still have 5 hours of sleep.
It's incredible.
You know that saying, where does the time go? Does not apply to me. I just know where it goes. I know where it is at all times.
The same way Dan knows blood.
Yeah.
You know time.
Where are you, time?
Yeah, I just know.
Just got to look at the sun, baby. That's it.
Yeah, the sun
and sneeze.
Also helps.
It makes you sneeze, though.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that, by the way, just to make reference to that.
Yeah.
Why are you sneezing when you go outside and see sun?
I'm not the only person.
It's because
I've never heard that
The
ever.
Sun makes him squint, yeah. and
it opens up the nasal
no situation.
The gum juices, though.
Like looking through the light.
Gum juices.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.